that lets you save time. There's so many different things that we can do to improve our situation in life, but that starts with the entire energy that we're putting out there.
Welcome to Exploring Mind and Body with Drew Tadia. Drew is an expert in nutrition, fitness, lifestyle, and more. And he wants to help you live a healthier, longer, and more active life. Now here's your host, Drew Tadia.
Welcome to another edition of nationally syndicated Exploring Mind and Body. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for tuning in and being a part of our True Form Life community. We're coming at you with a brand new show. We appreciate whether you're listening on terrestrial radio across the country or as a podcast around the world. We certainly wouldn't be here without you. So stick around. We got all that coming up.
This is Exploring Mind and Body. Naturally improve your lifestyle one show at a time with your host, Drew Tadia.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another show. Today, we're talking about energy and cosmic vibes. Okay, this is a different subject, that one that I haven't talked about too openly. And I really enjoy talking about this subject in particular. I just don't necessarily talk about it publicly too much. And I don't have a problem with that. I'm not like trying to hide anything. It's just that it's, I feel like a lot of people aren't ready for it. It sounds like hokey pokey kind of deal. So at any rate, that's what we're talking about today. I'm going to talk about different areas of energy, what you're putting out, what you're getting back. In most cases, we're not seeing the results in life that we're looking for. And I feel like that has a lot to do with the energy that we carry around on a regular basis. So I'm going to get into that in a moment. Okay, so when it comes to energy in general, here, let me start with supplements, because you're like, okay, those of you that may be listening as a podcast, this is our nationally syndicated radio show and podcast. We are on different radio stations around the world, and where podcast goes around the world as well. So this is being live streamed in one of our private Facebook groups, and more so directed towards supplements. So let me start there, because that's a good place. It's a good place to start. Why are we talking about different energies in supplementation to begin with? So that the main reason there is because you have to understand, like, every time, like, you're putting energy out on a regular basis. And I feel like this is where like the hokey pokey comes in, and like people are like, oh, like that's too, maybe not hokey pokey. Is that a song? It's like maybe hippie, like too hippie-ish. I don't know what the word is, but I just feel like there's so much restraint or restriction when people are like, okay, let's talk about the energy in your life that you're putting out. And people just immediately shut down. But look at supplements, for example. Like, a lot of people that come to us, they're very supplement resistant. And it's a lack of knowledge, right? And lack of experience. In most cases, we don't know things because we don't have the proper experience or the proper knowledge to be able to take proper action, I suppose. So if you don't know, so when I talk to someone on a Zoom call or on the phone, I say, hey, what's going on with supplements? How are they going for you? Oh, I don't take supplements. Okay, why don't you take supplements? I don't know which supplements to take, and I don't know when to take them. I don't know how much to take them. So it's lack of, it's almost across the board. When I talk to people, probably 95% of people don't take supplements because of that. And then on top of that, the other small percentage is, I don't take supplements because I had a bad experience one time. That's it. So again, lack of knowledge, lack of experience. But when that comes to like the energetic realm that we deal with, is we are very resistant. Like, those people that are resistant to natural supplements, it's the energy that they've created in their body that rejects the supplement. So let's say, for example, I talked to someone, this was a while back, so I feel like I can safely share this without any confidentiality issues, but they were like, activated charcoal in particular, like, no, can't activate charcoal, not going to work for me. And so I asked questions. That's what I do. So why isn't this going to work for you? Or why do you feel like it's not going to show you benefits? Oh, well, so then we got a backstory, right? Years ago, I tried supplements and this happened. Like, okay, so let's break it down. So we have this conversation, and that's really what a coach does for you. Like, you have a coach sitting across from you that has experience and knowledge, and they explain the situation for you. Now, some people are open to coaching. So when I jump on a call with someone, I get two sides. It's rarely in the middle. They don't really want to be coached. And if they don't want to be coached, or if they don't want to accept advice, and they're not ready to be coached, I don't try to like talk them into it. They're just not ready for it. And then you have those people that are all for, like, I've tried everything. I really need a change in my life. I want information. I want coaching. Give me some advice. And that's what we find really the majority of the people are. They really want advice because they haven't had any clear direction in their life. So they sit across from a coach and they are able to receive the advice and experience and knowledge. Again, you have a small percentage of people that are like, don't want, like, no. And sometimes they'll say, yeah, tell me. And I could tell they're like, they don't really want information, which is difficult to work with those types of people. And we don't. We tell them that our program probably isn't for them, because it's our program is about coaching, right? So at any rate, you have someone that had a really bad experience with supplementation, and we talk about it. Why was that a bad experience? Do you know the ingredients? How old were you when you had when you took those particular ingredients? Now, this is deeper level, but you could look at someone like, for example, someone that has like an intolerance. I feel like partially that intolerance has been built up energetically. Now that could be mind, could be mental. And that's part of this. Like, this is all together. I'm going to talk about money and finances and how money is related to energy. And all I mean when I, as I get further or deeper into the show, when I mention money, it's not like monetizing your life. Like, it's not all about finances. I'm just saying, like, money is very energetically, like, money will show you how much you feel like you're worth, how much you feel like you deserve, how giving you are. I feel like money is very powerful in the energetic realm, even though you could look at someone that's like very, very naturalistic or very minimalistic or doesn't need a lot of money. I feel like they don't contradict each other. They're very closely linked. So at any rate, I'm not going to get into that right now. I just want to explain, like, when I'm talking about different things throughout this show, it's all going to be related to the energy that we're putting out there. So you could look at, like, mentally how we have those mental blocks around supplementation. You could look at energetically. So I feel like we could possibly be creating types of intolerances in our life that reject us from consuming certain things. Like, you could look at gluten, for example. I know that's a tough one for a lot of people, but I'm going to stretch your mind here and probably tell you things that you may not agree with. But I feel like at times those things have started as a seed in our mind, and then they've created a reality in our body. So it could be something as simple as a gluten intolerance that we feel like we've been slowly created in our life, and now that's an intolerance. And that's just an easy one to pick on. There's many other things. If you look at a deeper level, like, I feel like those, like, if you look at stress, for example, that stress puts a different energy on our body. And most of us don't have none of us have a stress relief. It's not like a valve you can, like, turn and release in our body, or it's not like a mechanism that's been built in. We have to create that in our life, like, whether that's meditation or prayer or deep breathing, whatever it is, you have to find different ways to reduce stress in your life. But when it comes to major dis-ease in our body, I feel like that's created. That's a tough one. I don't say that too often. I feel like it's a really tough one for a lot of people because we don't want to take any accountability, right? Like, if we believe that dis-ease was created by ourselves, by energy, by thought process, by actions or inactions, then we take full accountability, right? Then that is our fault. And I feel like most people don't want that. We don't want to believe that we can make a change in our life. That's just the way it is. It's the same thing as destiny. Like, oh, this is my destiny, or this is what I was meant for or meant to do. I feel like that's fine. And I'm not telling you to change your beliefs. I'm just saying that if you want to change the outcome of your life, full accountability is absolutely necessary, which many people don't want. Like, you don't want to believe that they could have changed their circumstances to have a different outcome in life. So look, I'm 100% okay if you're not on board with what I'm saying here, because I feel like it's not common, not so much common knowledge, maybe just a common thought process. So let's say when I'm talking about supplements in particular, like, some people have built up a resistance in their body to supplements. So they believe that supplements don't work for them. So like, we've been in the supplement world for a long time. I was in creating my own supplements. So I'll just tell you briefly, when I was working up my way, I went from junior high, high school, I went to college, university, professional. So this is in sports, and I would experiment with food and I would experiment with supplementation. And I can tell you for a clear fact, like, my experience is that the better supplements that I consumed with the cleaner ingredients, the better my performance was on and off the field. We have evidence, we have facts, we have experience in that, but you have someone with a limiting mindset that has created a different energy with, and that, like, again, that could be lack of knowledge, that could be lack of experience or a bad experience, and they feel something completely different. Now, here's the thing, here's the challenging part, is that they believe that so much that it's created, like, they have created that resistance, they have created that intolerance in their body. And now this is a giant mind stretch for a lot of people, because you could be dealing with any limitation. I feel like, I feel like I'm sharing too much. I feel like we can expand our mind to accept, be, have, do anything we want to in this world, in this life. And I feel like the only thing that's holding you back from achieving anything you want is your mindset. So coming back to supplements, if you feel like you're supplement resistant, if you feel like you can't handle a type of ingredient, a type of supplement, if none of them works for you, then because you've created that, then they don't work for you, right? And you've created that intolerance. So you're not open to that mindset. You're not open to change. You're not open to accepting that help with supplementation. So that's the same thing. Like, when it comes to that supplementation, you can accept it. It's the same thing. Okay, if you look at finances, for example, and again, this is the whole energy thing I'm talking about, is like, you can create more abundance in your life, or you can create lack thereof. And in most cases, our mindsets, and I don't know if this was natural, it came from our families or it came from evolution, but many of us, our minds are built around lack, and it's always directed to what we don't have, right? Instead of abundance, right? It's the glass half full or glass half empty. I feel like most people would go with the glasses half empty in a natural default, instead of, like, without having knowledge or learning or actually effort to be like, okay, that glass is half full. So if you look at, so when I'm talking about accepting the supplement help in your life, I mean like that's just an example or a generalization of other ways for you to accept abundance in your life. So let's say, for example, someone wants to give you a gift and you're like, oh no, I don't want that gift. So I feel like that's such, I don't like to use the word wrong or bad, but it's the opposite thing that you should do for many different reasons. You completely block or stop the energy. So when someone wants to give you a gift, it helps themselves feel better about themselves. Often when you give a gift, it's not for that person, it's for you, because you get more benefit out of it, right? You feel fantastic giving a gift. So if someone tries to give you a gift, you should accept it, because if you don't, you block that energy, and like energy is always moving, right? Like the positive energy is always moving. Negative energy is stagnant. It's stuck. So if you look at like the depressed, angry, like that, I feel like that energy is stagnant. It's not moving. If you're like depression for me is like someone sitting in a dark room with negative thoughts. Like that's probably not for what it looks like for everyone. Like we're moving around the rest of our day, or some people are working, or they have family and they have to be around them, and there could be in a depressed state. I'm just saying, when I think of energy, or depression energy, or I picture it, it's dark, it's stagnant, it's not moving. And then look at an amusement park, right? Where people are laughing, moving, dancing, hugging, or Christmas dinner, or whatever, like you're moving, right? It's very different energetically. So you want to have continuous energy moving. And so when someone tries to give you a gift, there's two reasons. I'll tell you in a second why you don't take that gift, but you block that energy and you prevent that person from feeling better about themselves, right? That's number one. And number two is you are blocking positive energy and abundance from coming to you. So you say, no, I don't want that. It's okay. And here's the thing, is that you're preventing more abundance from coming to your life. So a lot of people are like, oh, I don't have enough money. That's mindset of lack. I don't have enough things. I don't have a big enough house, fancy enough car, like whatever it is in your life. And then those actions, and then someone offers you a gift, and you're like, oh, no, I don't want that. So not only are you preventing that gift from entering your life, you're preventing abundance from other areas of your life to improve your life as a whole. So mentally, you are complaining about all the lack in your life. So you continually create more lack. So that's one reason, is that, so you don't accept that gift in most cases because you don't feel like you deserve it. That's number one. And because your mindset is in the lack state, you're always creating more lack. So people are going to stop giving you things. You hear those people that say, oh my gosh, I've never won anything before. Like, so can, and then you have those people that are like, I always win. Or those people that are, oh, or you have a friend like, oh, they always win something, right? They probably have created something in their life that is more based around abundance. Now there's outliers. That may not be every single person, but in most cases, those people that often win have created that type of energy in their life of abundance. So, and that's just a very simple example. So you don't feel like you deserve that gift. So you reject it, right? And you're also rejecting that person from enjoying some pleasure in their life. And then number two is that you feel like you have to reciprocate with a gift. And if you have that mindset is also in a place of lack, because you're like, oh, if I have to reciprocate, I have to spend more money. I don't know what to buy them. It's going to cost me more time. Those are all more negative types of thoughts that are based around lack. If you're like, oh, thank you, I would love to reciprocate and give them something back because I have time, abundance, because I have money, because I want to reciprocate energetically and improve their life or their day as well. Those are all different thoughts that no, stop that energy immediately. So where was it? So I was actually just at the, grocery store, and I had this cart. You have to put in a quarter, and in Canada, it's a loonie, a dollar. And here in the US, it's a quarter, I guess. So I have this cart, and this guy's pulling in right next to me, and I'm taking my groceries out of the cart and I'm putting them in my trunk, and I'm like, oh great, I'm gonna give this guy my cart, because then he doesn't have to put his quarter in to go when he gets inside. He doesn't have to pull out a quarter or save him a quarter or whatever, right? So I empty up all my stuff, and this guy's getting out of his car, and I said, hey, you want a cart? And he's like, oh, he walks over. He's like, oh yeah, sure. He's like, that'll save you a trip, right? Okay, so right immediately, I'm helping him by saving him a quarter, and he reciprocates by saving me a trip back to the store to bring my cart back, whether I left it next to my car or not. Or found a place to put it outside, right? So right instantly, that's a nice connection, a nice energetic connection for two people to benefit, right? Now he starts jingling in his pocket. He reaches in his pocket and he pulls out some coins. And I was like, no, don't worry about that. I was like, just take the cart. And he says, no, I'd like to give you a quarter. So right there in that moment, that could have prevented energy from flowing to both of us, or it could have carried on and increased and have that positive relationship, right? Because I could have rejected his money, which would, it's a quarter, right? right? But it's the process. It's the energy. Like, you, energy is in motion. It's really hard to stop it, like immediately stop it. It's still, it's like your metabolism, right? When we work with our clients, they'll be like, maybe they've lost 5 pounds and they've been doing well. Then they've lost 2 pounds, still doing well. And then they have a really bad week and they still lose a pound. And they're like, how did I lose a pound? And I'm like, well, wait till next week. So then the week after, they either don't lose or they gain a pound. And they're like, what happened? I stayed on track. I said, well, what happened the last week? Well, the last week you didn't do the things that you said you were going to do or you should be doing. So it took you a week for your metabolism to slow down, and then you got to kick start it again. So now it's another week for you to stay on track, and maybe you lose a pound. And then the next week you keep staying on track and you lose 2 or 3 pounds, right? So energy is much like metabolism. It takes some time to get flowing. So you could say, oh, I'm doing all the things I should be doing. And then you stop. You're like, oh, I watched this really good live with Drew. I started having more of a mindset of abundance. So maybe it's 3 weeks or 3 months, and you start to change your mindset and you start to change your actions. And then you're like, this isn't working. I'm going to stop and go back to what I was doing. And then what happens? 2 days later, you could have hit a stream of abundance and then started to change your mindset because you started to see things come into your life that you didn't otherwise have without having a proper mindset built around abundance instead of built around lack. But think about the words that you use on a regular basis. Like, you're most likely, and here's an interesting concept. Like, when people talk about trap, I don't even like to talk about it. People, and here's the thing. When I knew this at a young age, I was in college. Like, I was playing in sports, and the guys would go and hang out there's always girls. There's always girls in the, what do you call it? Like, the physio room. I don't know what the word is. Not the physio room, but you have the ice tubs, you have the wraps, you know, like, they're bandaging up. They would give you pills. They pop you pills. Like, it was crazy. And like, oh, my arm hurts. Here's some pills. At any rate, I didn't want to participate in that. So I would see guys go and hang out there and talk to their friends, the teammates, right? They would talk to their friends, and because they're girls, and usually the girls did the sports men stuff, and they'd go and hang out with the girls, and then they'd have these conversations, and then that guy injured, right? Because he's in that environment. He's living in that environment of, what are they talking about? Like, where's your mindset? What are the words that you're using? What are the actions? Like, you're sitting in that, you're marinating in an environment full of injuries. So I wanted nothing to do with that. And I understood this at a very young age. And I would walk, we would have our locker room, and then our locker room was here. And then you had the sports medicine room was here. And then the door to get outside to our field was straight through. So you walk by that locker room, or you walk by like the physio room or the sports med room, and then you get outside. And I walked all the way around. I wouldn't go straight. I walked all the way around. I'm like, you know what? I don't want anything to do with that room. So I didn't want anything to do with those conversations, with that language, with that energy. And here's the thing, like, even today, like, if you hear someone talk, like, and it's attracting, right? When you hear someone talk about, like, I don't like to say this, like, I don't even want to say it. Something happens on the road that's not so positive. And then other people, you start having that conversation. Oh, did you hear about this? Oh, did you hear about that? I remember this one time this happened to me. And I'm like, whoa. And what I try to do, like, personally, like, if I'm involved, like, I'm sitting in a car or I'm sitting in a room and I can't leave, I'll do my best to change that conversation, like, immediately. And I'm like, hey, did you know this? And most times people don't know. They don't notice that I'm changing the words, which will change the energy in the room, and I'll change the story because I don't want any part of that. And I think it's important so some people won't notice at all. And then other people are like, huh, that's odd. Like, why? Like, we were talking about this. Why did you start talking about that? Or if someone's like really negative, like, someone will come around and they'll start being negative, or they'll start complaining, I'll change the subject right away. And sometimes people are like, they kind of stop in their tracks, or they'll say something to me negative, and I'll say something that has nothing to do with that. This is fun. I don't know if I've ever shared this before out loud. Like, so if I've done this to any of you, I apologize. But what I'm trying to do is create more positive energy in my life and in others' lives as well. So when they say to me, like, they say something negative, I'll respond with something positive about something completely different. And you can see, like, in their head, they're like, what is he talking about? Like, that has nothing to do with what I would just mention. So, but these are things that you can do as well. Like, if you want more positive people in your life, like it's birds of a feather, right? Like, you knew in high school, in college, maybe now in the staff room, like, the negative people hang out with negative people, right? It's negative people have a very hard time, like, penetrating positivity. They don't feel comfortable in it. So you have, like, a very positive group, and you have one negative person in there. They don't hang around for very long because they don't feel right. They don't have, like, other people to complain to. So if you, like, consider this, like, if you're someone that complains often, you need to change your words. Like, I don't know if you'd even be here, like, listening to this. You may have popped in and left, right? Like, some people have showed up and they're like, oh, I don't want to hear about this. So they left, and that's fine. But if you're here and you want to change your situation in life, you have to start acting that way. You have to start using different words, and you have to start surrounding yourself with different people. If you are always around people that are complaining or negative, then you're not going to have any positivity in your life. It's the same thing for yourself. If you're like, oh, I don't hang out with anyone negative, but you're sitting there by yourself in the dark, maybe, and your mind is just circling negative thoughts, then you are your own worst enemy. You have to go and reach out and find positive support groups, positive people, uplifting people, happy, energetic, bright. And there's people like that all over. Often you have to go out of your way to find those types of people. But again, I have to go back to, if you're looking for more positivity in your life, then you have to go actively seek that. So I'm not sure if I finished my question about my story about the coin. So the guy, I could see it clear as day. It was just yesterday, but he pulls out some coins. There's a quarter in there and he reaches his hand out and he says, and I said, oh no, don't worry about it. And he said, no, I'd like to pay you for the cart. So I had a decision right there to be like, to stop energy or continue to have abundance in our life. So I said, thank you. And it was just, could have been a penny. It couldn't have been a $10 bill, whatever it was. Like, you know what I would imagine is if you were to go and try to give people $10 bills on the street, they wouldn't take it. They would say, oh no, that's too much. Or I don't know you. Or what are you trying to do to me? And that's, again, that's a limiting mindset. Instead of being like, oh, thank you. That's very generous of you. At any rate, this guy, what happened with this guy? This guy got out of a brand new Cadillac. He had brand new shoes on and he looked like, I noticed everything about everyone. I pay attention to all these details. He looked like he had got some brand new teeth. You know what I'm saying? So, but what I'm saying here is like that individual, he understood, if not consciously, subconsciously, he understood money at some level because he didn't try to get a cart for free, right? Oh, great. I just saved 25 cents, right? I mean, there's part of that of being a good human being or a nice person, but it was like, he obviously was in a place of abundance and he wanted to return that abundance. And being in the position I was in, understanding how it works is that I reciprocated. And it was really nice. He said, you have a really cool mohawk. I said, thank you. Right. But it's this, like, the compliment is the same thing, right? Like, sometimes people will offer you a compliment. Oh, no, no, no. And you brush it off or you make fun of it. Or, oh, no, like, you have a nice car. Oh, it's my dad's. Or whatever, like, nice shoes. And like, oh, no, they're not that nice. You know what I mean? Like, you look great in that shirt. Oh, yeah, but I need to lose some more weight. Like, you're not able to and accept that compliment. And that will only bring you more abundance in your life instead of pushing it away and then having that mindset of lack. Like, oh, no, I need to lose some weight. I could look better, right? Instead of being like, thank you, I've been working hard for this, right? So here's another one for you. A guy came to look at, we had some appliance in our house that wasn't working properly. And I don't know much about that. I'm not such a handyman. I'm good at a lot of things. I'm not good with the whole handyman stuff. So I called this guy in and he looked around. He wasn't there for very long. He's there for like a half hour. He fixed, very simple fix. Probably most people can figure it out. Not me. So he fixed it and he was like, he was putting on his shoes on to leave. And I said, well, can I pay you for your time? And here's the thing is that it's not, again, I talked about this at the beginning. It's not just about money. It's what you put out. You always receive back, right? So the more you put out into the universe, the more you receive it. But a lot of people, especially when they live in that mindset of lack, they don't receive what they want. It's like, we're not successful in different parts of our life. And that doesn't have to be just your job or your bank account. It could be with relationships. Like, friendships is a super important topic. And what I'd like to touch on here, for example, because I hear a lot of adults like struggle with friendships. But the thing is that we don't, like, friendships are supposed to be two-sided. Like, how many people do you know that you only see if you reach out to them? Unless you're that person that never reaches out to other people. And I feel like you're either one or the other. You're that person that never reaches out to anyone. So you're kind of doing your own thing. Either you, yourself, your spouse, your family, you don't actually reach out and be like, hey, how you doing? You want to get together. There's that person. And then the other person is always like, hey, has to be the one that reaching out. Like, I never see so-and-so unless I reach out to them. I never see so-and-so unless I send them a message. I never hear from them unless I have to initiate. Like, a proper friendship in a proper relationship, there's a give and take. Like, you say, hey, how you doing, once in a while, right? And they say, great. And then you don't talk for a little bit. And then they're like, I wonder how they're doing. And they send you a message, right? And then in that relationship, it shouldn't be one side like take, take, take. It should be, oh, I'm going to help so-and-so with this, right? And then the next time they need a hand, they should reach out and ask you, right? But sometimes people, they never want to reach out. They never want to ask for help. So those are the two sides as well, right? You have one side that sometimes people are only asking for help. So they're always taking. So there's a break in that relationship. They have a hard time staying properly connected with friends or growing friendships. And then the other one is always giving and not taking. Oh, like, I'll help you out, but never accepting help or never asking for help. So they're not nurturing that give and take relationship to build a solid bond. I could think back, like when I think back, my closest friends are still from college and from university. And because we did everything together and it was like, can I borrow some money? Could you buy me some food? Could you pick me up in a car ride? Like we were always helping each other out because we didn't have anyone else. We didn't really have family close. I went to school a long ways away. We didn't really have anyone else. It was just us. And sometimes we got into trouble and then our friend was there to help us out. And sometimes we needed a helping hand. And like we were always there for one another. And I feel like it's such an odd concept to have friends as an adult because it's so one-sided. It's either one side's always taking, one side's always giving, one side's always calling, one side's never. Like, it's very odd. And then I often hear these conversations. I say, well, why don't you start supporting your, or not, like if I'm working with a client, I'll say, well, it'd be a good time for you to start finding more positive people. And they're like, well, I don't know how to do that. So, okay, let's talk about it. Or do you have any positive people in your life? Like, no, I don't have any positive. Well, why not? And like, not only is it because of this whole energy that we're talking about today and having that mindset of abundance, but we have that mindset of lack. So you push away those people that have abundance, right? That's number one. And then the other side is that clear break in relationships of people that don't really know how to have a proper relationship. Like if you're always being the giver, that's not helpful. Like even though you think it is, there's more givers than takers, I feel. So you're always giving, but never willing to receive. That's just the same on a different level as the person that's always taking and never giving, right? There's still a clear break in that relationship. So if you want to have a proper relationship with friends, you give first and then accept when it's offered. And if it's not accepted, then you want to have them in your life anyway, right? At that age, our friends and a little bit of school and maybe some sports was priority. Now our families are priority and our job is priority. So we don't make any time for friendships to develop and to get through tough times. It's like, I've been through some really hard times with some of my best friends. And that's because we stuck together. And now you're like, you get into like a little argument. Oh, I've never talked to them again. They don't like the same politics as me. Bye. Right? It's just a different world that we live in. But I feel like we have to put in that extra effort if we want to be connected in that regard. That's pretty much all I have. I feel like it's a constant effort to bring that abundance into our life and to change. Like, you know that there's sometimes like you see those people in life and like it seems like bad things are always happening to them, right? And it's like, oh, they're so unlucky. Like, I don't think they're unlucky. I think it's you get what you put out there, right? And for whatever reason, like it could have been years ago and they haven't cleaned up their past. Haven't cleaned up their lifestyle. I'm not talking about food or nutrition. I'm talking about their thoughts. I'm talking about how they treat people. And like, it seems like one thing after another, like, oh, so many bad things happen to that individual. And I'm not picking on anyone. There's not even anyone I can think of in my mind right now that is in that situation. I'm just saying, like, I feel like there's a reason, like, oh, so many good things happen to that person. And I feel like there's a reason for it. It's not an accident. I always say to Dorothy, good things happen to good people. And that doesn't mean that you're not a good person if bad things happen to you. I just feel like we're attracting that negativity for one reason or another. My last tip here or suggestion, thought process here is like, look at a Facebook group, for example. And Dorothy and I had this conversation and was like, so you look at a Facebook group and most people go to a Facebook group and they go to a group and they think, what can I get out of that group? What is the benefit of me coming to this group? Why should I come to this group? Is it going to be worth my time? So that's one thought process. And I would say that's very similar because we never really taught how to use a Facebook group. And it sounds silly, right? It's just a Facebook group. It doesn't mean much. But I think this is like how you treat a Facebook group. Same thing with your car. Like I like to have my car clean as clean can be. At a red light, I'm like shining my car. But how you treat your car is how you treat other areas of your life. Like my desk needs to be clean and cleared off. It's too cluttery. I can't think. So if your desk is cluttered, if your car is a giant mess, other areas of your life are going to be a mess. And I could get into someone else's car and I could see it's a mess. And I'm like, it's probably other areas of your life that need to be cleaned up, right? So I'm not talking about just a Facebook group, but think about how you treat, like how you do one thing is how you do everything. So you show up in a Facebook group and you only pop in if it's beneficial to you. Instead of jumping into a Facebook group when someone has a question and you answer that question. Or instead of jumping into a Facebook group and you put a post up of your own that might be inspiring or that might be uplifting or that might be positive, right? And for most of us, we're like, oh, I didn't get enough out of that group. I'm out of here. But you could have looked at it differently and said, I'm going to give more than I get out of this group. I'm going to make it a better place. I'm going to offer more than how it was when I got here. I'm going to give more. I'm going to be more. And here's the thing is the more that you give, the more you're going to get out of it, right? And that's all walks of life in all realms that you can think of. The more you put in, the more you're going to get out. The more you put into your meal plan, the more you spice up your food, the more effort you put into it, the better it's going to taste, the better it's going to nourish your body, the better it's going to impress or make your family happy. The more you put into your workouts, the more you're going to results you're going to get out of it. It's the same thing with everything in life. There's so many different things that we can do to improve our situation in life, but that starts with the entire energy that we're putting out there. So I hope that was helpful for you guys today. I hope that was helpful. You guys have a wonderful day. I hope to see you online somewhere or another. Have a great day, everyone.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for this edition of Exploring Mind and Body.
Once again, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for tuning in and being a part of our True Form Life community. You can always find us on facebook.com/trueformlife. We post up there a couple times a day on our story. We're always trying to bring you more content around living a healthy lifestyle, whether that be nutrition, fitness, lifestyle, and more. We also have free challenges that we do at least once a month. So if you follow us along there, you'll be able to join maybe a plank challenge or a squat challenge, Tabata challenge, whatever it may be. We'd love to have you join us. We're also on instagram.com/drewtadia. Again, we're posting up there a couple times a day along with our story, all dedicated to keeping you fit and healthy and on track. Our main website is trueformlife.com. If you want to check out some of our products, some of our services, or if you just want some great content from videos to blog posts and recipes and more, we got all that at trueformlife.com. Once again, thank you so much for being here. That's it. That's all I got. I'm out of here. As always, I'm your host, Drew Tadia, in health and fitness for a better world. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Tadia, fitness expert. To find out more about the show, Drew Tadia, or to listen to past shows, visit exploringmindandbody.com.